those boils so you can start by making me a nice cup of tea. That'll keep you out of mischief for a few minutes.
Okay, Grandma. How much sugar?
One spoon and no milk.
But
I have to remind you every time, every time. You'd think by now you'd remember that I have no milk and one sugar, but no!
I just don't know
how much you care about your poor old Grandma. If you cared, you'd remember.
Here you are, Grandma. What's the matter, Grandma?
It's not nearly sweet enough. More sugar, you silly boy.
But I put one spoon in.
Nonsense.
I did.
If that's one spoon, I'll eat my hat. Tastes perfectly revolting. Put more in, boy, and think sharp about it. And where's the saucer?
The saucer?
I won't have a cup without a saucer. Who do you think I am?
Here you are, Grandma.
And a teaspoon. Where's my teaspoon?
I've stirred it for you, Grandma.
I'll have you know, young man, that I'll stir my own tea. Thank you very much. Can't trust you to do anything properly. Here, give me that spoon.
George felt that he shouldn't stand for this. Why, he asked himself, does she treat me so badly when everyone else is out?
Grandma?
What?
Why do you only order me about like this when we're here alone?
Your parents are soft on you, that's why.
Soft on me?
That's right. You're ruined.
Ruined?
You know what's the matter with you, don't you?
What, Grandma?
You're growing too fast.
But I can't help if I'm growing fast, Grandma.
Of course you can. This tea's too hot. Growing's a nasty, childish habit.
But we have to grow. If we didn't grow, we'd never be grown-ups.
Rubbish, boy, rubbish. Look at me. Am I growing? Certainly not.
But you did once, Grandma.
Only very little. I gave up growing when I was extremely small, along with all the other nasty, childish habits, like laziness and disobedience, and greed and sloppiness and untidiness and stupidity. You haven't given up any of these things, have you?
I'm still a little boy, Grandma.
You're 8 years old. That's old enough to know better. If you don't stop growing soon, it'll be too late.
Too late for what?
It's ridiculous. You're nearly as tall as me already.
I suppose you really are rather tiny.
I am very tiny. My legs are so short I have to have a footstool to put my feet on.
Daddy says it's fine for a man to be tall.
Don't listen to your daddy. He's talking rot. Listen to me.
But how can I stop myself growing?
Well, there's one way I can think of straight away.
And what's that?
Eat less chocolate.
Does chocolate make you grow?
It makes you grow the wrong way. Up instead of down.
Up instead of down?
This tea's going cold, you stupid boy. Never grow up. Always down.
Yes, Grandma.
And stop eating chocolate.
Yes, Grandma.
Eat cabbage instead.
Cabbage? Oh, no, I don't like cabbage.
How like a boy? It's not what you like or what you don't like. It's what's good for you that counts. From now on, you must eat cabbage. And if it's got caterpillars in it, so much the better.
Oh, Grandma!
Caterpillars give you brains. It's true.
Mummy washes them down the sink.
Mummy's as stupid as you are.
Oh!
I'm only speaking my mind. Pass me a bit of shortbread.
Here you are, Grandma.
Now, cabbage. Cabbage doesn't taste of anything without a few boiled caterpillars in it. Or slugs.
Not slugs. I couldn't eat slugs.
That's because you're a twerp and you don't know what's good for you. Whenever I see a live slug on a piece of lettuce, I gobble it up quick before it crawls away. Delicious. Delicious. Worms and slugs and prickly bugs.
You're joking, Grandma.
I never joke.
Sorry.
Beetles. Oh, perhaps the best of all. They go crunch.
Ouch! Grandma, that's beastly.
She's a mad old hag, thought George. There's no doubt about it. Watch out.
Sometimes, if you're lucky, you get a beetle inside the stem of a stick of celery. That's what I like.
Grandma, how could you?
You find all sorts of nice things in sticks of raw celery. Sometimes it's earwig.
I don't want to hear about it.
A big, fat earwig is very tasty.
She's crackers, George thought. Absolutely crackers.
But you've got to be quick, my dear. Will you put one of those in your mouth?
Completely.